Dear listener, compared to HMP Belmarsh Hell, the Category A prison in southwest London, or even HMP Wayland Purgatory, HMP North Sea Camp was, frankly, a holiday camp. Most prisoners there are preparing to return to the real world, whereas I knew I'd be stuck there for 18 months, which meant the authorities weren't quite sure what to do with me. To begin with, I was put to work in the administration block to assist the officers with their daily routines. This was interesting, as I was finding out how the prison worked from the officers' point of view. However, the key job in that particular prison was to become the hospital orderly, a position I applied for and finally got when the inmate who held that post was released. I work with three doctors and a dedicated matron who they were lucky to have. I arranged their daily schedules and acted as their dog's body. I slept in the hospital, which was almost always empty. And so frankly, that side of life, no noise, having my own TV, could not, given the circumstances, have been much more pleasant. My daily tasks involved arranging the order the prisoners saw the doctors and dealing with the inmates who were being admitted to the hospital itself, many of whom were drug addicts. It was fascinating, not least because the doctors treated me as an equal, and the prison governor, another immensely civilized man, was happy not to have any problems at the hospital. As my release date approached, the time came for me to leave the hospital and prepare to return to the real world. I was given a job at the Lincoln Theatre, but you'll have to listen to the book to find out what happened next. Thank you for choosing this book, and I hope you will enjoy listening.